one-day only Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change while supplies last.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
It's NBA tip-off week, and FanDuel is your home for live betting. So even if you miss the start of the game or want to ride the hot hand, FanDuel has live bets on everything from who will score next to fourth quarter comebacks. Plus, you can even combine your live bets into a same-game parlay for a shot at a bigger payout. However you want to play, now is the perfect time to join, because FanDuel is giving new customers $300 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. So just visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to sign up today. Play your game with FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA.
Must be 21 plus and present in Virginia. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
At Sierra, discover joyous deals on great gifts for everyone on your list, like cozy slippers, ski gear, fishing poles, bikes, large kayaks, even larger canoes. Whew. Which might lead to another discovery. Wrapping gifts is the only sport you need to stay fit this season. Tis the season to discover great gifts at unexpectedly low prices. Sierra, let's get moving.
This is Reception Perception, the show. James Coe and Matt Harmon.
Very quickly, can we talk about this whole Brandon Ayuk saga? Bizarre story, honestly, Matt, where, okay, I get it, he's injured, and all of a sudden, they're avoiding the guarantees in his contract. I mean, that sounds extremely not allowed, but, you know, I think they're trying to tag him on a bunch of technicalities. Like, I'm so confused. Like, what is going on? The guy's hurt, you know? Why are we... I don't know. I think this is not a good look at all for San Francisco's front office. And honestly, it's the very first time where there has been this clear of a division between John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan, where Shanahan's pretty much let it be known, like, no, I want Ayuk here. Like, I like Ayuk. I think Brandon Ayuk is great. Like, and I want him on my football team. And the front office is doing literally everything they can to burn this bridge. I don't know what is going on, but it doesn't sound like Brandon Ayuk is going to be a San Francisco 49er for very much longer.
This is a tough one. And like, the reporting has kind of rolled out through the weekend. And like, I was in New York City this weekend. I was having a good time at, you know, you boys got a life here. So I was kind of, but I was at the same time following the story, you know, and kind of checking in on it. But I thought a few things really stood out to me. Number one, apparently they voided his, not, they didn't void his contract. They voided his guarantees, right? Obviously, you can't just void his contract, but they voided the guarantees in his contract, which would effectively allow them to release him at the end of the year if they wanted to. But they did this in July. It's November. Why are we just finding out about this now? You know, they voided those guarantees in July, and it was because he was missing some rehab with the team, which obviously they structured the contract. And I do think things have always been a little weird between Aiyuk and the 49ers, you know, and we can say it's been weird with maybe the front office. Maybe it's been weird. It's certainly been weird at times with Shanahan. Put him in the doghouse, you know, there's always been a little bit of a strange dynamic there. And obviously when he was trying to get that contract signed, he was, you know, posting practice film from the Washington Commanders with his boy, Jaden Daniels. He's talking about the Steelers and all these things. And yet at the 11th hour, it was Shanahan who stopped the trade to Pittsburgh and ultimately said, no, we have, like you said, we have to have Aiyuk here. And they signed him that contract, and obviously it goes as badly as possible because, of course, he signed at the last minute. He wasn't in shape to start the season, wasn't having a good season, and he had a devastating knee injury where he tore three ligaments in his knee. I am the biggest Brandon Aiyuk guy that you will find, and I never considered him like a big factor in the 2025 season. I just never thought he was going to be really involved in this season, and I think that's probably the way it will go. I don't know if he's going to play for the Niners this year. I've always kind of been up in the air in turn. Even when he does play, I don't know. I certainly didn't think we were going to see 2023 Brandon Aiyuk, which 2023 Brandon Aiyuk is a top 10 receiver in the NFL. Period. End of story. He was unflippin' believable that year. He had an historic year in terms of yards per target. If you look at his reception perception profile, full green route tree, 96th percentile against man coverage, 91st percentile against zone coverage, 97th percentile against press. I mean, it's one of the better seasons I've ever logged. Period. He was a top 10 receiver bare minimum in that 2023 season. I didn't think we were going to get that this year because he's coming off this major injury. And I don't know if we will ever get it again. So that is, I think, kind of hanging over this whole thing here. And then, apparently, according to the reports, like Diana Russini of the NFL, The Athletic was the first one, I think, to sort of break the story over the weekend that they avoided these guarantees. And, you know, they're kind of paving the pathway for him to not be on this team going forward. And then the other interesting thing to this is that the report was that he's not, him and the NFLPA have decided not to contest this, which is interesting. Right.
That's bizarre.
And then Jay Glazer on Sunday morning comes out with a report. Mike Garafolo from the NFL Network, first of all, he reported that, hey, there's still a contingent of people that want him in the building, that want Brandon Aiyuk to be on this team. And then Jay Glazer comes out and says, it's up to Brandon, was generally his report. Was if he comes back in at some point here in the next few weeks before their season ends and he works hard and he's dedicated and he's involved in the process, then I think he'll be on the team next year. He won't have the guarantees, but he'll be on the team next year. But if he doesn't do that, then the relationship is over and they'll release him at the end of the year. I think that there's a chance that he comes back and he's with the team. And I think there's probably a better chance that he doesn't come back because I don't know if he wants to be there anymore. I don't know if the grass is greener on the other side for Brandon. I have no idea. I've only spoken to Brandon once very, very, very briefly and had like a brief conversation about routes. Okay. So like, I don't know him very well. But okay. I don't know what his mindset is on these things, on this issue in particular. I know he's an awesome fit with the San Francisco 49ers. I know that the 2023 version of Brandon Aiyuk is a top 10 receiver in the NFL, but I don't know when we will ever get that, if we will ever get that again. And I don't know if he will be a Niner next season. And I don't know if it's 0% better.
Chance.
You think there's a 0% chance. And I think 0%. You're probably, I think the odds favor him not being there.
Let me say this. You can't go in. Like I understand the money aspect of it, right? Like if he works hard, like he's going to get $26 million next year. Great money, right? That's good. But Brandon, I get it. He hasn't been that like superstar receiver since 2023. My goodness gracious, it's going to be 2026 when he plays. Like that is an entire lifetime in the NFL. I understand, but the wide receiver market in the NFL right now is out of control. It's crazy. right? Somebody is going to give him a 3-year deal. Somebody, right? Like, will there be a lot of like injury things built into that? Yeah, for sure. But you know what? 2026 and 2027 will be guaranteed for Brandon Ayuk somewhere, right? He's not getting that with San Francisco. Now, I'm not saying he's going to get 26. He's not going to get a 3-year, $75 million deal. But shoot, you know what's crazy? He might, because that's how crazy the wide receiver market is, right? Like, he might. I don't think he will. But shoot, he's going to get $26 million somewhere, right? Like, I'm not talking about next year, but over the life of his contract, he's getting $26 million somewhere. You know what I mean? So I think from a financial standpoint, he's probably breaking even somewhere. It sucks for him that San Francisco would do this to him. But hey, listen, if that's what they're doing, then that's what they're doing. But I will say this too. It's like, you can't go and disrespect the guy and then say, hey, you better be a good soldier and then we'll pay you, you know, whatever it is we're going to pay you, man. Like, I'm sorry, man, but like, that just, that doesn't sit right with me. There's no way that sits right with Brandon Ayuk. Like, this just, there just ain't no way. Like, hey, we're going to disrespect you. Now come back and be a good soldier. Nah, man, screw that. Nah, screw that. We can't do that. I just, like I said, if they wanted to keep the guarantees and then still asked him, hey, listen, come back, be a good teammate and do all the right things. And, you know, hey, we can move past this. Fine. But once you get rid of those guarantees, which again, by the way, like the NFLPA was thinking about blocking that move, you know, like that's how, I don't want to say outrageous, but kind of sort of like out of bounds that move was by the team to do that. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't do that and then be like, hey, come back and be a good soldier. To me, I don't see that working out at all. I just do not see Brandon Ayuk coming back to San Francisco 49ers.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change while supplies last.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
Yeah, and I think it's up to Brandon report. I think if it's up to Brandon, he probably doesn't. I don't think he wants to be there anymore. You know,
right.
And I think he'll probably try to find a different home. You know, I would, like, when you first mentioned the contract stuff, I'm like, I don't know. Is he going to get that money elsewhere? Stephon Diggs this offseason signed a 3-year, $63 million deal. Now, obviously, exactly. At $21 million a year, obviously, some of that is funny money, right? His base salary this year was like $2.9 million with Stephon Diggs. But I think they're pretty happy with what they've gotten out of Diggs this year. He's been a good find for them. And he was 32 years old. He was coming off a torn ACL, not as devastating as the Ayuk injury with all the multi-ligament tears and things of that nature. But they're still... is a good percentage of money going to Stephon Diggs. And, you know, maybe you can get a deal like that elsewhere. Could he be a Buffalo Bill, you know, a recovery project? There's a lot of teams, I think, that should kick the tires on Ayuk. I will just say, as one of the biggest Brandon Ayuk backers out there, I do think we're a little bit in the wilderness with Ayuk at this point. Like, where is he at from a mental standpoint?
Yeah.
You know, all of that, I think, is worth asking. I hope he's, you know, locked in, ready to rock. If it's San Francisco, probably not. If it's elsewhere, let's see it, man. Cause he's a, he was a great player at his peak. No bullshit, no funny, nothing like that. He was a great, great player in that 2023 yep. peak and was even really good before that. Unfortunately, I do think that if to me, if he's not showing up and he's not, you know, rehabbing with the team, doing things he's supposed to be doing, I'm not going to, you got to do what you got to do as a team, you know, but I think the error was, and I think this has happened a lot with the San Francisco 49ers, and it happened with one of the guys in their front office, used to be in Washington this past year with Terry McLaurin. Get the deal done. Like, get that thing done early. Don't wait to the last minute. Because then
San Francisco loves doing that.
You see some what can happen. You know, you can see what you, especially at this position where it's timing, it's rhythm, it's reps, it's chemistry. And yes. I think you lose some of that when you're not in training camp. So that to me was the error at the beginning, which was waiting around on the Ayuk deal to the very last minute. Like, you should have made a decision earlier, pay him or trade him. Don't wait around to the last minute and then re-sign him, you know, run down on August 25th or whatever to the owner's office. Be like, no, we got to keep him. Just close the That's phones
crazy.
Off.
That's get that, crazy.
Get that
That's
done crazy. Then, because then I think the situation looks a lot different. He maybe doesn't start off. I think he almost definitely doesn't start off last season as poorly as he did. And then the injury was a freak thing. I don't think that has anything to do with it. That just has made it a lot more complicated. So we'll see. I mean, I think there will be a contingent of NFL fans who are really excited and want to see like what happens with Brandon Ayuk, but it's just unfortunate that it's played out this way for him and for the team, because it was a really good fit as Kyle Shanahan's ex receiver. And it's just now we're again, like I said, a little bit into the wilderness. I hope that we see that 2023 version of Ayuk again at some point. I don't know if we will.
Even if we see a diminished version of that, I think that'd be a lot of fun, you know?
Yeah.
So we'll see where Brandon Ayuk ends up. I hope he goes to a place with a good offensive coordinator, and a decent quarterback at the very least, you know, again, coming off this injury, man, like I bet you anything, if you wanted to motivate Brandon Ayuk, good job, San Francisco, you've motivated Brandon Ayuk, man, like he's going to be hitting that rehab hard now, let me tell you. So you've motivated him. Good job, San Francisco.
Rinse takes your laundry and hand delivers it to your door, expertly cleaned and folded. So you could take the time once spent folding and sorting and waiting to finally pursue a whole new version of you. Like tea time you.
Mmm.
Or this tea time you. Or even this tea time you.
Said you hear about Dave?
Or even tea time, tea time, tea time you.
Mmm. So update on Dave.
It's up to you. We'll take the laundry. Rinse. It's time to be great.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.